Hello, this is WJLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and thanks for making us a part of your day. This morning in the studio, I have Pastor Paul Dickerson from the First Christian Church of Herrick in studio with us. And we're going to start kind of a series of programs with some of the local pastors, kind of telling us who they are and what they are. And so Paul and I chatted a little bit before we came online. So, Paul, I'm from Highland. Where is Herrick? And where do you find the First Christian Church at Herrick?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you can get there from here. But, no, actually, if you go from Ramsey to the east, it's about 6 miles, and then take another trip 5 miles north from there, and you'll run smack dab into our church, so right there in Herrick.
Well, Paul, tell me a little bit about First Christian Church at Herrick. What's your ministry there?
Well, I came into it about 5 years ago, took over, and we have our traditional service in the morning. We have just recently started up a contemporary service in the evening called Living Water. Hopefully trying to reach some of those that are lost. John 4 talks about Jesus going to Samaria and talking to the woman at the well and offering her the living water. For somebody that isn't supposed to be going through, the Jewish people never went into Samaria. Jesus goes straight through the heart of Samaria and meets this woman that Jews weren't even supposed to talk to the Samaritans. So we're trying to do the same thing. We're trying to reach out to people that haven't had a home church or feel left out or just feel uncomfortable. We're trying to open up a very comfortable feeling for them to come worship and learn more about God. So, like I say, a lot of contemporary music with that. David Crowder, Need to Breathe, some of the more modern stuff. It's not completely different from what our traditional service is. We do both. We love both. Love the hymns in the morning, but I'm trying to offer something different for the people in the evening.
Sure. So when's that evening service?
The evening service is at 6:30 p.m.
It's on Sunday.
On Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. So we offer something in the morning, something in the evening.
How would you say that, I said you've been there at Herrick for 5 years. How does ministry differ from 2017 than it was just 5 years ago in 2012?
Well, like I say, it comes from a small church. I did my lay ministry in Shiloh, Illinois, a place called Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. Big church, and I come to a church that's running 60 people maybe, mm-hmm. From a church that was running 1,400. So kind of a culture shock for me to do that, but I follow God's plan in this. And obviously, yes, it's different to gear down to a smaller crowd like this and try to reach them on their level. It's more personal, going out into the community, being around the people, more visitations. That's something we didn't do a whole lot in the bigger church. So that's still something I'm still trying to get used to and get out more and see more of the people that are in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, stuff like that. That is kind of my weakness, but I am building on that and getting stronger.
And that would seem to be something, like if you have a congregation of 60, it's almost seems like it, you have a better opportunity to go deeper with some folks. If you're in a congregation of 60, you can't hide.
Exactly. And I've always told people that I don't have regular office hours because I am doing stuff and it fluctuates from week to week. So I told people, you know, I'm available 24/7. If you want to get a hold of me, just give me a call. Information's on the website if people need to get a hold of me too. But yeah, it's more personal level. It's getting out there and reaching people and visiting with them. When we go to visit, we spend a lot of time visiting, so it's not like just stop in and say hi and then we leave again. It's, like you say, more personal. We enjoy getting to know people better and, like you say, go a little deeper with them.
Now, you mentioned your website there. The First Christian Church's website is www.fccherrick.org. That's www.fccherrick.org is the website. And we're talking with Pastor Paul Dickerson of the First Christian Church of Herrick. Now, what else do you do at your church? I mean, everybody expects a church to do services. That doesn't surprise anyone.
Yeah.
So what else happens in the life of First Christian Church at Herrick?
Well, we have different ministries. We have Sunday school in the mornings for the adult Sunday school that we do right after service. We also have a women's group on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 there at the church. It's on hold right now. The person that was leading it, Becky Wilson, she had knee replacement, so we're waiting for her to heal back up and get back going with that.
Sure. But that's another hazard of a small church. Sometimes if somebody has to step off, we've got to put a timeout on this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Thursday nights we have what we call a Restore Bible study. Restore started out as an addiction counseling, but what we were finding out is we were ministering more to the people that were involved in the lives of people that had addictions, and it just grew into something different, and it's become a very good Bible study for people to get together and get closer to Christ. Restoring our relationship with Christ is kind of the goal of that. Right now we're doing a study by Bob Russell called Acts of God, and it's been a very good study. It's, you know, when we have troubles in our lives and we kind of turn around and we ask God, why is this happening to us? This kind of helps address, you know, why this may be happening. So.
And that, you said, started out of the thought of helping folks with addiction, but now you worked with actually more with the families of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, well, we deal with everybody that wants to come in that just feels maybe a lost connection to Christ or just wants to go a little deeper with Christ. Like I say, it just grew into something. And when I do something, I kind of allow God to work in it for me. And if it doesn't seem like the idea that I had going on, God may be redirecting me. So I just kind of allow him to work in me and direct me on how this is supposed to go. And this is where Restore kind of came to.
Outstanding. What else is going on?
Well, that's pretty much it for that.
Right. Now, how about looking to the future? Got anything going on this summer or fall or even looking ahead?
We have some stuff coming up. I'm still trying to firm up. May 6th possibly is going to be a spring concert that we've got going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm fairly... So check back on the website for more information.
Yeah, we'll have all sorts of information on that. We've got a local group that just moved in from California called De La Croix. They're at St. Elmo right now. Mm-hmm. They are a David Crowder-style band. We've already got them confirmed for that day. We're trying to firm up a few others, so that's why I don't have a lot of information to put out there yet.
But sure, but we'll mention it again. That's, you're talking about looking at May the 6th.
May the 6th.
And will it be
starting
there at the
about
church?
Noon. Yeah, it's a Saturday, so okay. They're at the church. It's going to be an outdoor concert type thing. Barbecue, do pulled pork and baked our barbecue beans.
See, this is sounding better by the minute now, isn't it? So, concert, food.
Oh, yeah.
May the 6th. Be sure to check back on the webpage,
yep.
www.fccherrick.org. Cool.
Yep. Like I said, I'm trying to get a little more modern things or plug in our website, something that we didn't have when I got here. Start doing the broadcast and rebroadcasting our sermons and services. So, just trying to reach more people. That's, you know, that's what God put me here for, is just trying to reach out and reach those that may be lost, may be looking for a home church. We're not trying to take away from any of the other churches in the area. I mean, it's kind of a struggle on Herrick. We've got 5 churches in town, about 500 people, they say. So, it's not my goal to take from the other churches, but it's just kind of to help those that may be looking for a place to call home.
Well, let's see. For our listeners and maybe for your congregation, what's something about Pastor Paul Dickerson that maybe they don't know?
I don't know. I think our congregation pretty much knows everything. But for those that may not know, I mean, I served 22 years in the Air Force. I'm not a career preacher, so... my career with preaching, like I said, started about 5 years ago when I took over the ministry here at the church. But in those 22 years prior to that in the Air Force, I was in from 82 to 2004 and did quite a few different things, working with aircraft and then working with headquarters here. So when I got out of the Air Force, I started working for a food service company and I just didn't feel like that's what I needed to be doing, and I stopped for a moment and I actually prayed to God and left it wide open. I asked him what he needed me to do the rest of my time after the Air Force, and I'm pretty stubborn, so it took about 3 attempts for him to actually get through to me.
Yeah.
So,
let's see, in the Air Force you mentioned something about C-130 aircraft. What'd
yeah,
you do?
Yeah, I worked crew chief on, which is a mechanic, general mechanic for cargo airplanes, C-130s.
See, so by saying that, you relate not only to our Air Force veterans out there, but our Army Airborne veterans who've probably jumped out of the back of a C-130.
Yeah, I went to Pope a few times. From, I was stationed at Little Rock, and we flew down there a few times and dropped a few of the Army guys out the back. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of listeners out there who have memories of C-130. So there's something about Pastor Dickerson that you can, you know, somebody probably, some folks would probably feel easier relating to because you have that, you know, that kind of experience that an average guy can just come and talk to, hey, back in the day, here's what I did.
Yeah, I think that's why God kind of used me. I mean, growing up, I was born and bred Lutheran. About 16 or so, kind of stepped away from that, and by 18, I was in the Air Force and just living my own life without God in it. And like I say, I'm not a career minister, so but I think God used those times in my life, kind of hard times sometimes, but I don't think there's too much out there that I haven't experienced that somebody else might be going through. So, yeah, I can probably relate to him pretty good. And God used that in me. So.
And that just shows God can use us at any stage of life.
Exactly.
You know? So someone out there who may be in a career, might God might be tugging them towards a ministry now. It's not too late. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too late.
It's not something I thought I'd ever be doing, but he made it very evident to me this is what he wanted me to do. So. I learned to quit arguing with them and just follow.
good plan. Hey, listen, we have been talking today with Pastor Paul Dickerson of the First Christian Church of Herrick. Their website is www.fccherrick.org. And this has been WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thank you for making us a part of your day.